This is a HeadGum Podcast.
When I do this on the Patreon, it's really normal. I don't feel weird at all. But for some reason, the pressure of the main feed, I feel like I'm freaking out. Like, I'm not showing well right now. This is going to be weird. I'm pressing play.
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam. My name is Miel. Usually, this is a podcast where I am punching up jams, aka rewriting the, what did I say? The greatest hits to be greater. It's pretty proud of that line. That's not what I'm doing today. Today, don't worry. The normal format is staying here. It's just we have a week off because the remote episodes we've been taping are going to take quite a while to edit, and I'm not trying to kill sweet producer Marissa. Would never, ever, ever try to callus those little tender toes. So I thought I would take matters into my own hands and I would make a bonus episode like I do on the Patreon. I would kind of give you a taste of what I'm doing on Patreon because it is so fun. If you haven't heard me talk about this before, what I do on the Patreon, I make mixtapes. You know, like someone would burn you a CD in high school or college. I don't know how old you are. Middle school, whatever. It's basically the same concept, except I'm making them for you. So people on Patreon choose a theme. I come up with songs that for me fit that theme. And I kind of like put them in a certain order that tells, I don't know, to me, a narrative. I think I have a disease. I don't think it's been diagnosed yet. I don't even think it's got a term yet. It's not. It's going to be like the DSM-80. But my disease is that I hear songs and I know what order they should go in. So it's a perfect little way for me to get my rocks off. And then also you guys get to have cool songs and maybe you don't know some, or maybe you know all of them. So when I posted on Patreon asking what kind of songs they wanted to hear, I was kind of thinking maybe dance songs. My instinct was like, right now we're all so freaked out and scared and everything's terrible. This is unprecedented time in our history. Wouldn't it be sure nice to have some kind of stress relief while we're all, I mean, hopefully all quarantined in our apartments. If you're not quarantined in your apartment, what the fuck are you doing? Please do that. Anyway, we can't control a lot right now. I'm imagining if you feel like I do, it's pretty helpless. I've been quarantined in my apartment here in New York for 14 days now. And it's woohoo. And I feel nothing at all if I'm doing my job well anyways. So that's why I'm personally driving to this playlist, because sometimes all you can do is dance. What did I write in the Spotify playlist description? Marginally harder to spiral alone in your apartment with the power of bops. The link to the Spotify playlist I made you will be in the episode description if you want to check it out. Otherwise, you can just listen to this episode. So the actual name of this mixtape was based on a suggestion from Camille Wasson. Songs you need 6 feet of room to dance to. Thank you, Camille. So let's get started with the first one. This is going to be an indie jam that I actually found because, should I say it? Next week, the guest on the episode, our first remote episode. I'm really excited. Okay, you ready? It's a little teaser for next week. Haley Blay. If you don't know who Haley is, she's this incredible musician. She's been an Unpunchable Jam. I can't believe she's on the pod. I'm so excited for you to hear it. But she was going to tour with this band, Peach Pit. So I found out about this band through Haley, and now I've become completely obsessed with this song, Black Licorice. Listen. Start with something that was a little vibier and a little slower, kind of work our way up to a full-on outrageously flailing hand gestures. If you hit the wall, you may break your wrist dance. That comes more mid-playlist. We gotta start easy and slow, warm you up into the concept of we're gonna get our bodies rocking and rolling. Can you believe it? Both rocking and rolling. I really like watching that music video. It's hypnotic. Okay, anyways, we're gonna get to a song by a band I've mentioned on the podcast before. It is Yumi Zuma, but a different song. This is Powder Blue / Caskeen Park.
Like
This is like, okay, you've gotten out of bed today and you're trying to decide if you're going to get dressed up to stay in your apartment all day or if it's going to be one of those days where you just live in your sweatpants. I feel like this is the song you put on when you realize, you know what? I think I'm going to wear lipstick today. And you proudly strut into the living room. A little bopper just slapping me around. Hit me harder, baby. I have to stop talking. Okay, so we've had that nice little warm-up of black licorice, and then we got the little spicy, tiny bit spicy, still ultimately mild, but spicier than obviously nothing. Powder blue. Now we're gonna have a little bit of both, okay? So why I chose the next song, which is of course Mr. Little Jean's Good Mistake. The verses are kind of tame, so you can kind of catch your breath here if you're a little sweaty from the last one. But the chorus, that chorus, it's going to have you headbanging. So please be safe. Don't hurt yourself. Let's listen. This is also fantastic if you're looking to get out some screams in a socially acceptable way. Scream the chorus of this one. Hey, don't be mad at me if a few of the songs on this have already been made on Punchable Jams, okay? I like what I like. Sorry, I'm the kind of person, I collect songs like somebody used to save magic cards. Like when I find one I like, I put it in like a plastic laminated sleeve and then it just sits in my binder on display and slowly my binder just gets really, really giant, but it's still the same cards that have been in there for 10, 20 years. That's kind of where I'm at. So don't be mad at me. Thank you. I think it would be morally reprehensible and possibly illegal to have a dance playlist and not put any Robin on it. I'm not going to give you like dancing on my own. Okay. I'm not crazy. You obviously already know that, but I am going to give you Hang With Me. And I guess you can hang. I'm gonna do right by you. I'm pretty sure this song's about friends with benefits, and I don't know why, but that makes it hot. It may have something to do with the fact that I've been locked inside my apartment for 14 days with no human contact or touch. Everything is hot to me right now. Like, I was cutting a tomato earlier and I thought it was erotic. I can't explain to you why. Something about being inside changes you. Okay. I'm so excited about the next one. The next one I found from watching a video on friend of the pod, Chris Fleming's Instagram. If you don't follow him, he posts like dancing videos to very good songs. And he made one recently to this song. It's Twin Shadow featuring Haim, Saturdays. Saturdays. When we dance in the dark in the room where it all. Obviously, at this point, you're like fully sweating in the playlist. But also, doesn't this feel like a song you've always known? Listen, this could be me projecting. It certainly could. But I do feel like that is the type of song you dance with your dog to. Does that make sense? This is the point in the playlist where you find the dog and you go, uh-oh, you're part of this now. You pick him up and you make him dance with you. That's what that song's for. Okay, the next one. Ooh, you're going to want to put the dog down for the next one because this is where you start to pop, lock and drop it. No, you don't. But it is Muna, number one fan. Turn around, like, oh my God, like, I'm your number one thing, so iconic, baby, this is a part of the playlist where maybe you've started to like get ready as if you're gonna go out. Has anyone done that? Flat ironed your hair, done your makeup, like put on heels just to feel alive. Now by this point in the playlist you are soaking wet with sweat. You should be. If these songs are doing their job, you can't think about anything other than how tired you are and how much you want this to be over. But no, 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 no. We're not even... Are we halfway? It's going to be a little bit longer, sweetie, because I think this next song is maybe the climax of the playlist. This is where things, wow, put it this way. This is the part in the playlist where if you just put on your high heels and now you're grooving, you're going to have to take them back off because you're dancing too hard. You're going to create the shoe pile at every club in your own apartment by yourself because, oh my God, this is the other weekend song. It's his new song, Blinding Lights. What's really cool about this song, too, is they have this incredible guitar riff that they pull out for the chorus. It comes in after him, like almost like a counter melody. That's definitely not a guitar. I can't believe I said that was a guitar. In my head, that was an electric guitar, but that is clearly a synth. Cool. When I first heard this song, I thought it was way too fast. It jarred me. I felt like I was like, okay, can we not be sprinting? I thought we were jogging, Mr. Weekend, if that is your real name. But now that I've heard it quite a few times, it sounds like it's the perfect speed. Every other song sounds slow. That's what you'll be doing at this point in the podcast. Shoulders going up and down like 8 inches at a time. So now you're going to need to come down a little bit, but I'm not going to give you the bends. We can't go straight to cold turkey. You need to cool down. You have to keep the legs moving until they're not going to get, I don't know, atrophied. Listen, did I just take up running again for the first time in 5 years? Yes. Do I have runner's legs on the mind? Of course. I'm looking to get them. I swear to God, if this thing doesn't kill me, I'm going to come out jacked, bro. Anyways, the next song on the playlist is an unpunchable jam, don't be mad. It is Dagny, it is Love You Like That. You know how they say you got the real thing, but nothing else matters. I love you like that, I love you like that, I love you like that, I love you, I love you, I love you like that. All I wanna say is I got the real thing, and nothing else matters. I love you like that, I love you like that, I love you like that, I love you, I love you, I love you like that. This one is great because it's so slow in the verse, at least for the first verse. And then the chorus hits and you go, oh, I'm going to break my hand, punching the wall in excitement of how hard this slaps. Okay. So that one, hopefully you got your heart rate down a little bit, but you're still warm. You're still ready to roll. Probably, honestly, if I'm being realistic and not creating an insane narrative for you to have to fulfill, you're probably like baking a loaf of bread in your kitchen right now, or like, I don't know, talking to your dog in a language you've made up in the last week. Either way, you're going to need a song that is going to have you like unconsciously grooving. You've probably burned yourself out on like real choreography moves, and now you're just kind of a nice little hip sway, making it rain. If your butt was a cloud, you'd be making it rain. I don't know. This isn't working. I should have stopped talking. So it's Seven Wonders by Fleetwood Mac. I feel like when people talk about Fleetwood Mac, so often left off the table is like anything from the 80s. But I love the 80s Fleetwood Mac too. They're sneaky bops. They shouldn't work. Like, what is this conga? I'll never live to match the beauty again. Like, what is, like a tabla? What is happening in my left ear here? But I love it. Oh my God. I love that song. That feels like a song you would inadvertently skip to. Does anyone else do this? I'm going to admit something on air right now. Oh, I don't have to do this. I'm going to do it. Okay. Everywhere I walk around New York, I wear headphones, of course, as is the way of life here, or as it were. And sometimes if I'm listening to a song I like too much, I involuntarily skip. It's usually only one skip. I don't like skippity-doo, la-di-da-da down the street. It's like I get one skip in and then I try to contain myself. But I have always been spotted. Every time I've done it, someone sees me and looks at me in a way that I can't tell if it's admiration or hatred, but you know, at least they're seeing me. Okay, moving on. So now we're fully into our cool down. Seven Wonders is slower, but still not slow. And you're gonna have to wait a little longer because neither's the next song. It is Lower Dens, To Die in LA. This song also has like a dreamy quality to it that feels good. I just want to make everyone feel good. I just want everybody to feel good. You know what makes you feel good? Endorphins. Dancing. Try it sometime. This episode is brought to you by dancing. But actually, while I'm on the subject of a break, I probably should actually take one. Okay, we're back. And we're back to the cool down section of our playlist. Are you ready for the last three songs? I don't know what accent this is, and it's probably offensive, but if it makes you feel any better, I've been alone for 14 days and I've run out of everything to do except offend. It's all that's left. So the next song, are you ready? It's Les Scott. It's been an unpunchable jam. La Forêt, La Forêt, La Forêt. I'm not going to even try to pronounce this with a French accent because last time I did, Marissa made me re-record it. Did I ever tell you that? You want some podcast goss? Have I said this on air before? When when I made Francoise Hardy my unpunchable jam, I said like Le Temps de l'amour or something. And she was like, oh no, I said l'amour. And she took me aside after taping. I was like, Miel, what you just said means death. And you need to put the U in there. So can we do a punch-in? Just so you know, Marissa has never had me do a punch-in ever. So the fact that she made me do it to pronounce a French word correctly when I don't really speak French is just another reason why I absolutely love Marissa. Anyway, it's La Forêt. Dans la forêt, je te retrouve à l'heure opportune. Un rendez-vous improvisé sous la lune. When the bass is driving you out to lunch like this, you can't help but take a lie down in the back seat. I didn't have any concept of what I was going to say as I said it, but I'm glad that it at least made sense. You're taking a lie down in the back seat and that bass is driving you to lunch. I've been alone for so long. I've been trying for, I don't know, 10 years, when did the song come out, to be able to sing the chorus in real time. So far, not quite there, but I have time in quarantine. Maybe I'll get jacked and learn how to sing the chorus of this song. So here we have another weekend song. I know that's kind of crazy to put two weekend songs in a 13-song playlist, but the truth is, I saw Uncut Gems, and I decided I like this man. I'm just kidding. I've liked him since that Odd Look song with Kavinsky. Remember that? Anyway, this is another collab he did with Daft Punk. You already know it. It's so wildly popular, but it's still so good. It's I Feel It Coming. It feels like oatmeal to me. Probably not relatable, whatever I'm saying it. Do you know how when you make oatmeal for yourself for breakfast, you're like, man, oatmeal sounds so good. Yeah, I haven't had it in so long. I'm gonna make oatmeal. And you like put all this love into it. Maybe like toast some nuts and like chop up some apples and like get some brown sugar or some like maple syrup. And like maybe you fuck around and add some raisins. And then like what's that? Hemp seeds? Oh my God, a sprinkle of chia? Maybe a coconut flake? Maybe a pat of some vegan butter? May I suggest Miyoko's? Anyways, you have a feast. And then by the time you're done with the bowl, you're like, cool, I don't think I need oatmeal again. Ever, actually. I think that was it for me. I think I tapped out. And then like a week or so later, you're like, you know what sounds really good? Oatmeal. That's this song. Yep. I just thought it'd be a nice little nightcap. Like we were cooling down. I really made you think you were going to get to lay down. But then I put this one on and it was like, not quite yet. Let's get those legs warmed up one more time so we can bring them right back down with the next song, which is the last song. It's On Melancholy Hill by the Gorillaz. This song is so slept on, but it's so beautiful. I mean, if you think it's beautiful to feel like kind of in space and on a beach at the same time. Up on melancholy hill, there's a plastic tree. Are you here with me? I also wanted to put this one on the playlist because it does have like a slight, I mean, it's in the title, melancholy feel, like an undertone, like a pairing, like a whisper of mustard and like a vinaigrette. There's like a tiny taste of melancholy in this song, and I just I don't know. You know, if you need to not pretend everything's okay, if that's how you need to cope, I don't want to be totally disrespectful to that. But if you want to just try to dance and even pretend everything's fine for 30 minutes, that's what the rest of the playlist is for. So that's your playlist. Again, it's just on Spotify. I'll put the link in the info so you can listen to it if you want. I'd love to see you listening to it. If you got videos or whatever. Honestly, I love sharing music. So if you like this, tell me, dog. If you want more of these in the future, check out the Patreon. Otherwise, next week, we're going back to the main format. It'll be a little bit different because it is remote until, you know, further notice. But it's very fun. I'm really excited for you to hear the one with Haley Blake next week. Please stay inside. I'll keep making content that'll entertain you, give you more incentives to not go outside. I love you all. Stay safe. I'll see you next week.
Okay, that was
Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Hey! Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Hey, Roo, Roo, Roo. If you come out here, I'll give you a surprise, and that surprise is a kiss. Come on.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.